need something to keep you cool. Oh, now summertime's here, babe. Need something to keep you cool. Better look out now, though. Dave's got something for you. Tell you what it is. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by.
Dave Smiley taught me this song.
Oh, my, I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when you're passing by.
Didn't teach me well.
See, no, my flavors are guaranteed.
What did he say? He's not teaching you very well. Second, here we go.
I got to put my banana Dixie cups. All flavors and push-ups.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ashley David Chapman is here in the studio. Ashley, yes. David Chapman is here in the studio.
You. Thank you. That's
He's brought his cooler filled with cold things.
He's the most beautiful man in the world.
Last you time I was here, I failed you.
You did. You totally failed
us. Not today.
What is that all about?
I don't know.
Let's get the business out of the way first.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley David Chapman, Vice President of Chapman's Ice Cream. Back in 1973, David and Penny Chapman bought a small creamery in Markdale, Ontario. Is my dad's commercial still up there? Type in Chapman's. Yeah, history. Yeah, let's play that for everyone, because then it's easier if my dad says it. All right, make sure the computer's fired. And ready to go.
Okay, I got to put it into the...
All right. Tim will figure it out. It's okay. This is good.
No.
This is one of our all-time favorite commercials.
Back in 73, David and Penny Chapman bought a small creamery in Markdale, Ontario, a village just south of Georgian Bay. At the time, three big corporations dominated the ice cream market, but the Chapmans had a dream to start a different sort of ice cream manufacturing company, one that would deliver a quality product at an affordable price, with the personal touch that only a small company can provide.
He's good, eh?
Today, that small company
Grant
is now
Marshall.
Canada's national ice cream manufacturer. And Chapman's products are enjoyed by families coast to coast, right across Canada. And yet the Chapman
this is
family
an 80-year-old
is
doing a commercial
still able to deliver
for ice
quality
cream.
Products
Perfect.
At an affordable
Absolutely.
Price.
Now, here he goes.
The same personal touch that only a family business can provide.
Grant Marshall, listen.
I have no idea how they do it. No one else does it quite this way. Look, this is Chapman's. Chapman's ice cream. It's perfect for the kid in all of us.
Yeah, I see where you got your laugh.
Isn't that good?
That is your laugh.
That is one of the best
that you took.
That's one of the best commercials we ever produced.
Yeah, one of our favorites, for sure.
I like that one. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going for like a Wilford Brimley thing.
It was close,
hey?
But a little warmer than
Except this
than
is the
Brimley.
One who's got the mustache, though.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah, and how.
And how.
Mm-hmm.
We should work on our Ashley David Chapman impersonation.
We haven't got the hair for it.
Do you have a new flavor this year?
I have several new flavors.
Tell us about them, Johnny.
Well, I brought you, there's ones I've been promoting a lot lately, so I brought you other awesome ones that I haven't really been promoting.
Ooh. You better have brought the one that we've been...
The caribou?
Are you kidding me? You didn't bring any of those?
No, I've been doing so much about the caribou.
You didn't bring a caribou?
No, I didn't.
I was waiting for the stick that didn't fit.
That's what you said. You said there was so much caramel in there, the stick hardly
Yeah, we could barely
in.
Get it in. It was a thing. But I brought you another caramel product.
All right.
So okay. My favorite.
So the best stories that I love from you are your failures.
Yes, indeed.
Champagne?
The champagne sorbet.
Not a good seller.
Spumoni.
Not a good seller.
Did that one twice.
That was my dad's favorite ice cream. We go to Swiss Chalet and he gets Pomoni ice cream.
I don't think we made it. It wasn't that popular. I think there's like 50 liters in the history of both times we tried Spumoni.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does it actually taste like?
It's like hazelnut, pistachio, and cherry, I believe.
Okay.
So
for all the snowflakes with nut allergies, perfect.
Yes, this is the Italian.
Send out the human
Italian
race.
Snowflakes.
With a side of Nutella.
Yes, exactly.
I remember the tour quite well that we had. You gave me a brilliant tour of this place. It went on a little long.
It did. I really should speed those things up for
Holy
people.
I had no idea the place was that big.
And I only took you to one, didn't I? Or
what
did
do you mean
I take
one?
You to both factories?
Are they beside each other?
Yes.
Yeah, we went to both.
Okay, sweet.
I saw them making the thing that I hope is in heaven. I saw a machine making ice cream sandwiches.
That's all heaven is. Just ice cream sandwiches. God makes an appearance every once in a while for new flavor creations, but that's my gospel.
I'm telling you, man, my Aunt Doreen, mm-hmm. would have them in the basement. And I mean, it was an old archaic house with like a Jeffrey Dahmer basement.
Oh, wow.
So good and they had a freezer.
Yes, there was a freezer there. So good thing I always grabbed the right products.
So that's not a sandwich.
I would sneak down there and I'd say, can I get an ice cream sandwich? She said, sure, you know where they are. So I'd be down there for 15. I'd eat about 20 of them.
Well, of course you would. Like any self-respecting child would.
But it was tricky hiding the packaging afterwards.
True.
You didn't want to get busted.
True. I should have made that edible packaging.
Dude.
Yeah. We'll get there one day.
What is the thing that you at Chapman's factory in Markdale, Ontario, have created that even tickles a jaded human being like you?
Well, actually, I brought one of the products. It's an older product. But it was one we invented the technology to do. So
what?
Yeah, we won an award, most innovative product in, was that 2017? In the world, just the entire world, whatever. So I brought some for you.
Wow. Well, I think it's time to get into the products here, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but let me talk about the new products. So we have now made a combo pack, 8 cones in a box, 4 French vanilla, 4 dark chocolate ice cream in a chocolate cone. Yes, a chocolate cone.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I
people
did.
People say Jesus isn't real.
What?
Only God can create something this delicious.
Homer.
Yes?
How do you feel about this ice cream you're about to get into your grubby little hands?
Oh, is this vanilla?
No, it's
good.
The chocolate
one. It's on the chocolate, man.
Okay. But they both have a ridiculous
kids.
Amount.
It's
kids.
Fancy because it says cornet.
What is a cornet?
That's French for cone.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, there you go.
You don't want one?
How do I open this?
Okay.
How do I open this?
You're an idiot, Homer.
Now, while
there we go.
While you're working on those, I'll bring up the next one. What have you done? The next one is is our new double decker ice cream sandwich.
Hold on, are we Facebook streaming live video right now, Erica? Oh, hold on, Erica. I think we just busted you. Did you forget to press record?
No, it was
or play or whatever it is. Is it happening?
Yes.
All right.
Anyway,
so look at this ice cream right here.
That's delicious. But these things are crazy. They are vanilla ice cream, chocolate ice cream. With a vanilla wafer and a chocolate wafer, and it's just it's divine.
Hey, where's Drew? Ling? Can you open the door? Yell at her. Or just open the door. I'll yell at her. Ling, get in here.
Right.
Food.
Next ice cream.
Food, okay. Okay, hold on. You're too fast.
Well, I.
Oh my god.
There you go.
Hey, don't ever say there's no perks being an intern on the Drew Marshall Show. Okay. Dude, is that a glob of chocolate in the middle of the ice cream?
Of course. Of course. Oh, yeah. There wasn't...
I'm shaking. Look at my... I'm so excited.
That's just the diabetes kicking in, Drew. It'll be
That's
fine.
That's me.
It'll
I'm going to be peeing for the next 5 hours.
Now...
No, stop.
This. This.
I haven't even gotten into... Hold on.
Well, you'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there.
So I'll
is that caramel?
This is a caramel-injected ice cream sandwich, and this is the technology we invented for this sandwich.
I can't even handle this.
I know. It's crazy.
Do you remember when they started injecting cheese and pizza crust? That's better.
Yeah, but did you ever notice when you left a slice out overnight and you looked in it the next day and you're like, oh, my God, the cheese is gone.
Where'd the cheese go?
The cheese fairies have come in the night and stolen the cheese. It's either that or it wasn't cheese to begin with, which probably thinking that's probably what it was.
What is an edible oil product?
Well, you see, what they do is ice cream is made from, of course, cow's dairy and cow's fat. Delicious, delicious cow fat.
Yes.
Homer, how do you feel about cow fat?
It's my best friend.
So what they figured out how to do is take out all the good dairy fat and use whatever kind of vegetable fat you could find to replace it. So it's kind of, it's typically oilier kind of consistency. It's pretty gross, actually.
But why, you know, ice cream trucks that go near schools?
Mm-hmm.
Despite the restraining order?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. You were driving that truck. Is that the one you're talking about?
when I, or even the whipped cream after a Starbucks mocha chocolate or whatever they are.
Yeah.
Isn't that a song?
Yeah.
It probably should be.
That
Yo,
guy.
Baby, mama. Anyway, it was oily. It left an oily thing in my, and I could see the oil.
Mm-hmm.
I spilt it on the ground. It looked like a tanker drove by.
I know. That's crazy. Yeah. They use oils in that as well. I know. It's the perfect marriage between vanilla, chocolate.
Wait, what am I eating again? What is this?
Well, it's a vanilla cookie, a chocolate cookie. And then we've done two slices of one slice of vanilla ice cream, one slice of chocolate ice cream. It's crazy. This is my mom's baby. She wanted to do this for a while.
Your mom's baby.
Well, I'm a little bit big now, so and this one's a little sweeter than me.
This is the perfect marriage of ice cream, it should be like the official ice cream of the last part of the show.
What?
Sure. Yeah, I'm into that.
What?
The Hold Me Tight. This should be the official Hold Me Tight ice cream if it's the perfect marriage.
No, dude, don't even talk about something else while I'm enjoying this.
Well, I'm ready.
Caramel injected sandwich, and it's got 5 points of light inside of it. Caramel.
Five points. Okay, all right.
We're going to
So it's multi-faith.
Yes, it is.
It's not religious. It's spiritual.
I can't even handle this. You're going to start cramping soon.
That's okay.
Well, I see what you mean by 5 points. 5 injection points. I like that.
Exactly.
This is the technology you guys invented?
Yeah.
Rebuild him.
Every single bite has caramel.
Unless you take a real small one.
I don't see that happening with you, my friend.
Oh,
man.
Oh, and it's got some salt in it, too.
Mm-hmm. Salty caramel. Did I forget to mention the salty caramel?
Oh,
I can't. Did you guys child-proof it?
I drew-proofed it, apparently. Yeah, just eat the plastic. It's fine. It's just a little extra fiber. Right?
No wonder you've got oil in your diet.
No Metamucil for you tonight.
Oh, that is gold.
It is good, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, and I did bring you guys some gifts.
What do you mean gifts?
Because it's the last
time that Chapman's will be on the Drew Marshall Show.
Showish.
Yeah.
I brought you guys flame retardant. Which is very important, apparently, for you, Drew.
Chapman's ice cream, too.
Cooking.
Oh!
With, of course, attached drawstring bottle opener.
Oh, man, that's awesome!
And a tiny little oven mitt. That's just
Is
more
that for Trump?
Fun. Yeah. No, I wouldn't give him a gift.
Thanks, man. That's awesome.
Sweet, sweet tip.
So here's the thing. I will be barbecuing at Higher Ground Cafe
in
Bell Fountain, Ontario, on the weekends.
Really?
After my job is over.
Well, I will have to send you another one for your wife, then.
No, she's not doing it. I'm doing it.
Well,
I'm barbecuing.
I'm assuming she's overseeing you.
But the last time I wore a barbecue apron, I had nothing else on underneath.
That's,
What the oven mitt's for.
That's disturbing.
The oven mitt.
It's small, but not that small.
No, I was trying to surprise my wife when she was coming home. I had the whole meal ready and... I had my it was the Three Stooges barbecue apron on.
Okay.
And I had a flower in my mouth, my leg up on the table. She opened the door, dinner was ready. You know what she said? There's not enough dressing on the Caesar salad. That's all I got. No comment.
I thought you were going to say, she said to you, my mother's right behind me. What have you done?
That's how you keep a love alive, eh? Do that kind of stuff.
Sure.
Just give them Chapman's ice cream.
Yes, exactly. That's easier. And
okay, seriously, this caramel one, I can't get over.
It's ridiculous. It shouldn't exist.
Pretty
that's
amazing.
How wonderful it is.
You guys won an award for this?
Yeah, we did. Voted most innovative ice cream. In 2017 by a consortium of 15 independent ice cream makers from all over the world.
Oh.
Would you guys have conventions?
Yeah. It's awesome.
Now, is Everybody the last thing you up. Have there ice cream?
Well, last year we were in Australia and we had a tasting session. We tasted 56 ice creams.
Wow.
In about a 2.5 hour period. Mind you, the Chinese company, they brought durian ice cream.
What's that?
Oh, you don't? Durian fruit? Apparently, it's a delicious fruit, Asian fruit, but it smells like death took a poop.
Oh.
So I was on the other side of the room.
What?
And suddenly I kind of looked around like, oh, my God, was that the Italians? Did the Italians fart again?
Somebody
and it's like, oh, my God, no, there's durian ice cream over here. Oh, my God. So
why would they make that?
How did it taste,
It's a very specialized regional flavor over there, and yeah. Yeah,
we have like a Chinese lady cheese in the studio. Ling, is this a true story? Is he lying?
Yeah, it's a true story, and it tasted really good.
Mm-hmm, yeah, it's delicious, but it stinks.
It's like me.
I was going to say that. I was going to say that, but then I thought maybe that's too much. But, yeah.
That is so delightful. I'm so happy that you are here.
I'm happy to be here, too.
Yeah.
Honestly, and I've said this every time you've been on the show, so forgive me for repeating myself, but some of my best young adult memories involve Chapman's ice cream because I would come home from football practice and just ready to devour anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I would take the brick of ice cream, the brick of, and I was hoping it was Napoleon. That was always, it was
Neapolitan.
Neapolitan.
The Napoleon stuff is awfully violent.
Yeah. And a little short on content.
Anyway, what's it called again?
Neapolitan.
Neapolitan.
Yeah.
Dude, I would hammer that thing, and I would take a whole jar of applesauce, homemade applesauce, and it was frozen. So I'd thaw it out in the microwave, the applesauce, and pour it over the ice cream. And sometimes I get a big slab of coffee cake to put underneath it all.
Oh, wow. How and that you... is that is why you never made the NFL.
Yes. I'm blaming Jeff. As a matter of fact, there's lawsuit that we – here's the paperwork.
Loss of earnings, $1 billion,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Hmm. In all seriousness, thank you for the friendship, the partnership. Mm-hmm. It is such an honor. Like, it's a real great thing in this business to be able to genuinely advertise something that you genuinely like and are excited about.
Absolutely.
So thank you guys for being the family that you are with a stellar reputation. The place burns down. You continue to pay the employees. You get the place going again. You're bigger and better than ever. You're dominating the universe in the world of ice cream.
And do you know what this September is? 10-year anniversary.
What, of the fire?
Yeah. 10 years.
What are you going to do?
September 4th.
What are you going to do?
Probably
just have a bonfire?
Hide in my basement peat, with a smoky bottle peat of liquor. But.
Yeah.
You say a smoky peat ice cream.
Yeah. Well, mostly we try to kind of ignore it.
Yeah.
La, 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 la.
It wasn't a lot of fun.
But. Big barbecue, bonfire.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and again, so chapmans.ca, in case you want to read more about these guys, they're a fantastic family business. You can find their products right across Canada. But here's the more important thing that you should be doing. Go to the freezer section of your local grocery store and empty the stuff out. Okay? Buy it. Eat it. Consume it. Love it. Live life like there could be no tomorrow. So have dessert first. Right?
Yeah. And you know what a lot of people don't know?
What's that?
Is that everything we make is 100% satisfaction guaranteed. So if it's melted when you buy it at the store, if it doesn't have enough caramel, if it doesn't have anything... something wrong with it that you're not satisfied,
yeah.
Call us up, send us an email, and we'll replace it.
Really?
Yeah, we've had the same guarantee since 73.
You guys are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hang out for a little bit?
Yeah.
Or do you have to go? Out?
Yeah, well, we got a lot of ice cream to eat.
Dude, we have a lot of ice cream
to eat. I should probably put it in the freezer, though.
Okay.